Sifah find out. Sif, one, only one Sif. So Sif Aleph. So the Mechaber says, Shoisa Kais Sheni, Venom of Archalov. Lo bracha rishana, lo bracha achrana. We don't make a bracha achrana on the kosh sheni, because we're going to make a bracha achrana after the kosh revi. But the question we're here is, do we make a bracha on bracha rishana on the kosh sheni? So Chabra says, why should we? We made a bracha rishana on the first kosh. We didn't say bracha achrana. We were planned to drink a second kosh. So we had, why should we make another bracha? So the logic would dictate that you do not make another bracha rishana, which is what the Chabra says. According to the Mechaber, you almost say a bracha rishona of Rei Piagofen on the first kais and on the third kais. Like any case, you make a bracha on Kiddush, then whatever drinking you do afterwards is included in the Rei Piagofen on the Kiddush. And after you bench, you make a new Rei Piagofen. But why should you make on the second and fourth kais? Vein Mevorchen Alagefen, Kiyam Acher Kais Revihi. Okay, so that's how the Shulchan Aruch understands it. Comes the Ramah, and that is actually the minhag of the Sfaradim. They only say Bracha Rishona by Kos Rishona and Kos Shlishi. Hagav a minhag ben Ashkenazim leBarach Bracha Rishona Kol Kos. So Kos, we make a Rei Piagofen on all four cups. Al Bracha Chrona Ein Bracha Nach Acher Ha'Acher Vavad V'Chein Das Reb Hagayne. But the bracha chrono, you only say after the fourth kais, which is what we do. So that's the minhag of Ashkenazim. That's what we do. Okay. Zotim Shabbos have cut now. Lo bracha rishana, lo bracha chrono. Va'al v'gab da'arba kais she'tiknu rabbanan. Kol achas mitzvah b'ifnei atzmihi. Each one of the four kais also is an independent mitzvah. There's the mitzvah, or it's because our mechayv. Four times to drink. Each one is a mitzvah to drink. A, each one has its own mitzvah. You're saying the first one on Kiddush, the second one on the Haggadah, the third one on Benching, the fourth one on the Hallow. Or the other way around. The Kiddush is set on it. The Haggadah is set on the Kais, and then you make it, and you drink it. Kamokam, came in the Lekha, Hesach Hadas, Mishtiya, Sheikh Shabirach, Al Kais Rishon, Hoyudea, Sheishta, Oid Kais. There's no Hesach Hadas. There's no reason why you have to take another bracha on each one of the curses. That's a Mechaber sheet. Then you make a bracha rishona on the curse of bracha zamazin. A curse revi and if there's a bracha shal curse shlishi. And again, the same idea. The curse revi is included in the curse shlishi.
So why isn't the Sefer Haggadah considered the Hesach Hadas?
Hesach Hadas was the symbol. Hesach Hadas is when we pass and a person makes a bracha rishona, goes, gets up a davens, and then goes, but planning to drink again, you know, to drink more or eat more. Davens does not need a new bracha rishona.
Wait, say that again. Person drinks in the morning, has intention to drink.
Person gets, comes to yeshiva to learn.
Right.
He's for davening, so he makes a bracha rishona. He's planning to drink, he has his whole cup. He's planning to drink before davening, after davening. Milly davens. He doesn't need a new bracha rishon after he davened. Right? Because Hesach Hadas isn't that you were staying focused on this, is that you decided not to continue. So over here, you plan to continue. There's never a decision not to continue, you're planning to continue. The other way, there's two ways to do Hesach Hadas. One was Hesach Hadas and you decide not to continue. And they both end up being the same thing like this, that you. Or alternatively, benching, which is a clear decision, it's a form of an act or a decision to end the meal and not drink anymore. So even though we're going to make a bracha on the kais afterwards, but the benching acts as a hesach hadas. But that's not an implied hesach hadas, that's like an active hesach hadas.
Let's say you ate a meal and then you bench, but you do have a mind to continue drinking after that. You still have to make another bracha.
Get another bracha, right?
Because benching is a finality no matter what you have in mind.
Correct.
So then how can we justify doing that Ashkenaz? We know.
Oh, we're going to get there. Yeah, so far on the Sfaradim, it's one for the Sfaradim, zero for Ashkenaz, and we'll get there. Okay. You make the bracha after the curse of V. Kim im acher curse of V. Baba gab to brachas and mazim from gemar v'silgim and all the chara. We finish by brachas and mazim. So therefore it's considered we've ended the meal. Therefore we must make a new bracha rishana on the third cup. But he doesn't force you to make the bracha chana yet. You don't have to make the bracha chana right away. You have to make the bracha chana right away. And then you'll get all of the four cups in one time.
Benjamin took care of the first two, I thought. That's why you make a third bracha. You have to make a third bracha.
Well, not so posh. I mean, we spoke about this a little bit. Mishnah Berurah himself is doubtful whether Kiddush, the wine of Kiddush, is automatically covered by Benjamin. If a person made a bracha on wine by Kiddush, drank wine during the meal, then Benjamin covers it. If he didn't drink any wine during the meal, so this wine was only before the meal, he comes out that it's not for sure that it's covered by Benjamin. So he says his eitzah is to when he said Benjamin Christ and say Alagefen afterwards and cover the yayin, or have explicit intent when you bench to cover the wine also. That's a look. If a person benches on wine, it's your eitzah.
Okay. So just to recap, yeah. We had a machlokes by Rabba.
Or a drink during the meal.
Right. Baye held
drink during the meal.
That one would have to literally stand over the goy and watch the cup because we're watching
Jeff. Okay.
Merely putting fear in
them. Now, but the Minhag Ashkenazim is to make a bracha al kol kos v'kos.
Good enough to make sure that he's going to do a good job. That was machlokes by Rabba. Okay.
So he's going to give us over here. He's going to give us two arguments why we make a bracha on both. Okay. Argument number one: the Mishnah Hiskol Bagad also listres. Chazal said it's also to drink during. You can't drink wine while you're saying the Gada. Business saying the Gada. The Ron's Lashon is when a person is doing mitzvah deraisa of saying the Haggadah, we're not going to really condone him saying, you know, it's like you're sitting there in here with his martini saying Haggadah. You're saying Haggadah, you're saying Haggadah. So Chazal said, while you're saying the actual saying Haggadah, you're not supposed to drink wine. That would explain why you have to make a bracha on the second curse, and you'd have to say the same thing is true by Hallel. That's why you have to make a bracha on the fourth curse. This is the understanding of the Gra. Okay? The full name of the Eno Mafsik Linden Bracha, Kahid the Simon Kufayan Ches Sifbov, and that was the lach over there. I told you that the person gets up in the middle and he davens, you're not a drinker in Shemon Esrei. So according to this argument, the Chara, we would say the Loch, the person would interrupt his meal to daven mincha. He forgot to daven mincha. Daven mincha, middle of the meal. You have to get a bracha. But the Mecharma says beferish and kufayin ches. That's not true. So this argument that we're saying over here, the Chara, does not seem to be the and what is an argument over there? So you see over there the fact that you're in a moment that you can't eat, as long as you weren't Messiah Das, you plan to continue to eat afterwards, you don't need a new bracha Rishana. So why over here would I say this pshat the Chara does not seem to work? Therefore, Mikomokim came in the Cholchad of Avchad, the Havimitzah Bifnei Atzma. Each one of the four choices is a separate mitzvah. Well, so therefore Yeshivor I'll call Kosh and Kosh Brocha Bifnei Hatz. So that's Mechaibus to say
Hashem is speaking to people that he's saying, well, Sukkot is coming.
So in other words, we're going to get here now. The Shabbos is there for what? It's the Mitzvah. Okay. But since one is Bracha Rishona, they have to do with the Din of Mitzvah Neatzma, the Moshul. Let's say there's a Din. Back in the Shabbos, the person was eating Erev Shabbos. And eating a meal, and they drank wine, eating a meal, and it's Erev Shabbos. The start of his money had to. She's allowed to continue. He comes to Shkia. She's not, can't eat without Kiddush. So Loch is his Paris Mab, which he covers up with the bread. And he says Kiddush. But if he drank wine before, and he planned to continue drinking wine, he does not take Rebbe Pirogov. Because he already said Rebbe Pirogov. Even though the wine before was not Kiddush, was not Rebbe Pirogov on Kiddush, and now you're saying Rebbe Pirogov on a mitzvah of Kiddush, so what? What is Rebbe Rishon is not totally in the mitzvah, it's only that you're asked to drink. So, well, each one of the dalkers is a separate mitzvah. So what? Why should get each one get its own Rebbe Pirogov? And you want to make a bracha, it's fine, understand. Each one will get its own bracha. Because each one has its own mitzvah. It's like every night of sphere, counting, you know, bracha every night. Fine. No problem with that. But why? What does Rebbe Pirogov do with it? So what's this argument? So that's.
We here have Goyim. I'm back at any moment, right? So then
the Taz comes along and says. The Taz comes along and says an argument that since there's a separate command. We look at it in halacha. Chazal said, "Open halacha." Look at it in halacha. Chazal said, "Do this." Okay, I did that. Okay, now do this. So it constitutes a separate action, totally separate action. So therefore, we look at each separate act of shtiyah as independent act of shtiyah. So it's like I decided this is for that, and later on I'll do that for that. So this bracha has nothing to do with that. It's why the girl wasn't happy with that. Which is why the girl said this other story that. God is considered a hefzer. The nafkiriti, these two shotim should be the din of the bracha rishona of Rebbe Adama on the karpas working for the more. So if you tell me that the Haggadah is a hefzik, so it's a hefzik for the Rebbe Adama also, because you can't eat while you're saying the Haggadah. You tell me it's a deal because each one's its own mitzvah. That's a law specifically in the Dalakaisis. Whereas the carpus, whatever it was, is a minute, whatever it is. What? So the Rebbe Adama could work. So the Gura says, since he says his explanation is the Hakadah is considered a hefzik, is I have to disagree with the Rashbam, and the Rebbe Adama of the mortar of the carpus is not working for the mortar because it's a hefzik. I don't make a Rebbe Adama the mortar. We have to say must be the mortar is considered part of the meal. This is included in the Hamotzi. There's an argument. There is normally vegetables in the middle of the milk are part of the meal, so they're included in the hamotzi. So since I'm eating because of the mitzvah to eat it, so maybe it's not part of the meal automatically. Now that's the shaila. So shabbos really would be five ribbed dog. So therefore, the eighth is make ribbed dog with the carpets to cover the mark. Because the gruel, you know, it's part of the meal. The Torah's command was eat the carbon pesach al matzah sumerarim. Eat the meal with matzah and mark. That's the mitzvah. So you can't say, well, the mark is not part of the meal. It's a separate mitzvah. No, but the command was eat it as part of the meal. That was the idea. So it doesn't need a Rebbe Adama. This is why the Gross says, I have no problem telling you Shalita Kazayas by Karpas there, and say Brocha Chorin of Rebbe Adama of Brain of Oshos. Because you don't need it. And that's what the Gross says, you should eat a Kazayas. The Gross says, when you eat a Kazayas, you have to make me sell Tilsi Dai. So the Gross says, yeah, Tilsi Dai, eat a Kazayas, say Brain of Oshos, and don't worry about the mortar because it's included. The mortar is included in the meal, and he says it has to be true like that because the Haggadah is a hefzik. This is all the girl that she tells say. Right? That's all of the different pieces of the puzzle of the Gruah fit together like that. If you're going to tell me not like the Gruah at Rashbam that Mor is not part of the meal and Mor needs his own Rebbe Adama, you're going to tell me furthermore that Karpas is doing that for you, you have to say God is not a Hetzel. So you're going to have to say there's all the Pshat of the Taz. So the The Magen Rambam says it's all cheshbon out. Right? If it's all cheshbon out, that they're saying that the Shabbos know that it's a mitzvah of the Yatzim, so you make a bracha. Mara wouldn't have that issue. Okay. All right, first work that out. I said that's so geschmack. Like, you know, it took a while to figure it out.
And Mara's B'nai of the Carlos then Carlos is a mid-hunt.
Well, again, the Mara says there was an idea of a T-bowl, but then with the idea of what you use for the T-bowl, that it's a daft, a dhamma, etc. That wasn't. Chazal said, do something beforehand, you know, so they had meaning in the full sense of the word. The fact that we use a different yerik, so it's not a mitzvah yacht. It was just there to be to mar the tinnig. So it's actually sort of a mitzvah that each gets his own bracha. Okay, bracha karm is after the fourth verse. It has a hadas kamei bracha lach or bracha nah. So he's also going to agree. That the fact that I'm telling the Haggadah is a Hesed Hadas according to the rule. That's not the reason why you have to say Bracha Harnav. So why you have to say Bracha Harnav, not Bracha Harnav. Okay. Tough iron head. Yito, the yesterday I said, Yito Yodav, Yavarach Al Tisidai. So the Bir Lach is going to grapple up here. Why saying the Bracha? You already washed your hands. Why are we washing again? And why are we saying a Bracha? We already washed our hands. Said the Bir Lach, Mishabur, the Bir Lach will deal with that. You take the matzahs as you put them down before, which is a prusa ben shtei shleimus, the broken pieces in the two shleimus. You say two brachos. So the mechaber holds that you break up a piece of the top one and the middle one at the same time. You, the Ramah says, the Mechaber says the minig is to dip it in salt. The Ramah says, "Vein haminig l'tava b'melach b'lai l'rishon." The pasnoki and the tzarech melach. Our minig is not to put it and dip it in salt, because Chazal said the loch of salt is only pasnoki, which is pas is made from fine flour. Does not require salt. It tastes good. Doesn't require salt.
So why do we eat salt? Why do we have it on Shabbos? It's usually pretty fine flour that you make challah from.
Say it like this. There's three different reasons why we have salt. One of the reasons why we have salt is that you should have salt on the table, because at Mizbeach there was salt on Mizbeach. Nothing to do with putting on the food, putting on the table. That's one. Second thing is you put salt on the food because it makes it taste better. So that we have the halacha. If there's either salt in the ingredients or it's fine flour, it does not need salt alone. Most people bake challah with salt in it and fine flour. So both reasons would be true, that there's no reason to have salt on the bread itself. There's a Zohar HaKadosh that says that the person should always dip the matzah in salt three times. So Zohar HaKadosh is a pikabol. It's not a halachic issue. The Shabbat mentions it. I don't know if it's a pass. But the Zohar HaKadosh says two things. First of all, it should be dipping, not pouring on top of it. A and B, it should be three times. So most of us really, we have salt on the table, that's good. We have no need to put salt out because there's no need. It's fine, it tastes good, and it has salt in it. If you pour salt on it, you know, where you're going to the Zohar either, so stop, it's a waste of time. Unless you happen to like salt a lot. And then it makes you. If it's not wanted, when you make the bracha, you should enjoy the. Part of the cup of the bracha, you should enjoy the food that you're making your bracha on. So if I enjoy more of a salt, you know, a little more salt, fine. If I don't, then. If I want to be a kind of desire, it's simply a lot of dipping. It's simply three times. three times in. So what most people do really is no, there's no real strong basis for it in halacha.
The dipping is assuming that there'll be some salt that stays on it. They don't even care.
I don't think so.
Because when you dip matzah and salt, not much.
Right. So now the Rambam is not getting involved in the Zayir. She's saying there's no reason to have salt. No need for salt.
But he makes it pretty. Oh, because he's assuming.
I'm lumped in.
Putting the.
It's between Mechaber and the...
Okay.
We're putting the...
But he's saying, when he says Laila Rishon, he probably means the second night, too.
Yeah, he means the first night.
Now, let's think about this for a second. You said it was... he says, the Pasanoki Eitz Aruch Melech. In many cases, you're using the same matzah. All the, I mean, not everybody does. Plenty of people. Maybe in those days they didn't necessarily.
Right, right. Economy. So the most is over here, like, you know, Mishmur will mention a little bit that.
Yerushalmi says that even though
the halacha is like, I still don't understand the Yerushalmi. I want to point out something interesting about that halacha that we have table on, we have salt on the table. The reason we have salt on the table, interesting, the Magen Ram says, is because. It says in the pasuk, there's a brush made of bris with bris melach, a kolkapon chotakri melach. So the Mogen Rambam says, therefore it's making in a peronius, Kleisel is, what's the peronius? Kleisel always talks and learning, of course.
Always.
Talk and learning.
Yeah.
Now we're waiting for the person to say a motzi, so we can't talk and learning. So there's going to be a kitchen at Shemaim, this guy's a waste of their time. So we have the salt on the table, it's making in a peronius. That's what the Mogen Rambam says. So it points out it's important to have the salt on the table ready before, sometimes they bring the salt right before they say a motzi. It's not the point. The point is to have it on the table. As soon as people start washing, they should have it on the table. Now, what about the people who wash already and they can talk? They don't talk and learning. I don't know whether the salt protects them or not. That's basic. You know, I know that it works when you're quiet. You know? Okay. So you break a piece from the top matzah and from the middle matzah. You eat it paseva. Now, biyachad means kizaisim kolechot. So the mechaber's preference is that you eat the two kizaisim together. So imagine the person that there's nobody else at the seder but him. So he takes from the top matzah, takes from the middle matzah, and eats it together. So he eats, you know, bite both pieces together. And that's kizaisim each. Now, we'll get involved. We'll see later on exactly how big a kazayas is. It's not so gigantic. You know, I think the kazayasim went from being fairly small to getting very big, and they've come back and got a little bit smaller recently. So, if you can't eat both at the same time. So you should eat from the kazayas of the top matzah, which is the one you said on moitzi on, and then afterwards on the alachilas matzah. Now Mishabur is going to say, I mean, that sounds funny, because if we're really going to look at it, is each matzah has a different function. That the proof system is the mitzvah matzah. That's the one that you're mekam din of lechem oni on, because that lechem oni is, because I'll say one of the pshatim lechem oni is that like an oni always puts part of its food away. So if the middle matzah is the lechem oni, that's the one you do the mitzvah on. The chara there's a hefsek between alachilas matzah. If I eat the kzayis of the moitzi first, then I eat the kzayis of the middle one. There's the hefsek. Says that's what Mechaber said, eat both together. But yeah, but as long as you don't talk, it's not a hefsek. You can't do both together. So we understand why we call the middle matzah the alachilas matzah. Because lachamoni, who's the lachamoni? Why do we call the top matzah the motzi matzah? Maybe the mitzvahs are both matzahs. So then we just eat from the middle matzah. Right? Why do we look at it like that? He says, "Hayoyis, there's a din of lechem. There's a din of lechem mishnah. Lechem mishnah requires a shleimo." So we hear points by since it's yomtiv, we're stuck with saying you're saying I'm the middle one because that's not a lechem mishnah. So you said you said the top one, that's part of your lechem mishnah. So the top one is your lechem mishnah. That's the one you said amotzi. The middle one is the mitzvah one because that's a pusa, which is that's what ani eats. That's lechem ani. So that's so you're forced to look at it as two separate things happening. There's amotzi and there's alachilas matzah. There is interesting. There's a sheet of the Gra. The Gra learns you only have two matzahs, not three. And his argument is that the whole idea of lechem oni, a prusa, is as opposed to the way you would normally do it is have two full loaves. Since you're an oni, you put one of you take one of your loaves, you break it and put some away. That's the whole idea. Gros ani is when I have like 17 loaves plus one broken one. That's not anias, right? The nias is shown when I have what I normally only have two, and here I only have one and a half. Then I'm showing a nias. That's a lechem oini.
Now you don't have lechem mishnah.
She says, must be over here that the halacha lechem mishnah is overridden by the halacha lechem oini. So the chara comes to the gra, and there's no reason to look at the top matzah and the middle matzah. They're both part of the same bracha. So I'm not sure the gra understands this halacha.
Did he actually did it when he say that's the gra? Did he actually do it himself?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. What it is? Does anyone know what his father did?
I imagine his father did the different.
So don't you have to, you know, I'll be touched, you know, that whole thing.
Okay, we can have a whole share on that one.
Yeah.
Actually, I've given a whole share on that, more than one.
Oh, really?
In general, an issue was a halachic issue. It's not a question of a minute, it's a halachic issue. He understands that's the halacha. You would be allowed to change.
Oh, okay.
In general, Minhagim, I think, is simply which halacha is not addressing. The person undertook to do it. Even so, that's when you have a question of minhag. Some which is a question of halacha, and then we go through and the halacha is not like that, so I'm not bound. There is a case where it's a question of kula and chumra. So I'm ignoring the chumra. In deeper than it's mutter, I'm ignoring the chumra. So that's really also an issue of minhag.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question of clear cut, either halacha is A or B, and there's no chumra or kula one or the other.
Does anybody follow?
I don't think so. Maybe even though minhag gra, it was undertaken by many things in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
By this thing, the two matzahs, I don't think it's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
It probably are people who do it, but it's not very common. Okay. So then, so then you eat your matzah. So then you take a kazayis and mortar, and you make a bracha. So we shakenu kula b'charoses. You dip it. Now, harosis, you dip the whole thing in charoses. Why only a little bit? Okay. Well, yashenu b'sech, but you don't even lin too long. So you bottle tam meri rusa. We do not want the bitterness, the bitter flavor to be diminished. So you dip it in. You dip it in all over, but you take it out quickly. You shake it off. The tam that sort of the nara charoses meal. You shake off the charoses. We work al achilas mortar. You're chlenu b'loya seba. You say achilas mortar. You eat it without reclining. Rechakach netzol matzah shlishi. You take the third matzah. Matzah mimena. You break up a piece. Karchi mamar. You wrap it together with the mortar. Matzah b'charoses. You dip in the charoses. Now go b'yeshem to ein the top. Some people do not dip the courage in the
charoses.
There's a saver called Minhagim. It was a very creative name, the name of the saver. So the saver is called Minhagim. There's even any doubts about what it's about. So in the Minhagim, it's brought down that you don't dip by the karet. Henry Sinagam, the Ramah says that I've seen people do like that. But the Maisa, the Ramah, Mishabur is going to say, Arminig is yes to dip. You say the paragraph of Zechel Mitish Kehilo. You eat the mor and the matzah together, from the moment the person said the bracha of Alachilas Matzah, so that bracha is going to go on the eating of the matzah. It's also going to go on the eating of the curry. Therefore, you shouldn't be. So then the loch is, you see, the Bedover Shana Minyan is saying you shouldn't speak at anything which is not relevant. The minyan hasuda, I'm sorry. Actually, yerchol kriyas utayit the curry. Get the talib birchos alachilas matzah, or birchos alachilas morer. Gam kriyas. This is where the bracha of alachilas matzah, the bracha of alachilas morer, cover apply to the curry also.
According to Hillel, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they put the Korban Pesach and the Mora into the matzah and eating it all together.
Correct.
What did everybody else do? They ate it all separate, like we do? Matzah first.
They did it separately.
They did it all separately.
Right. There's eight types of matzahs for a mere flu. It doesn't mean physically.
Together. So basically, that sheet I understand. So you could theoretically wash. I'm talking about this amount of base hamikdash. You'd make a bracha on the matzah because it's still the bread, and then you made a bracha, some kind of special bracha on the korban pesach. I assume must be some bracha on that.
Alachilas
pesach, and then you had another one on the morer.
Right.
According to Beis Hillel, when he put it all together, he made three all the brachas at once before he started eating, because he had everything together. I mean, he's eating it all in one fell swoop, so he has to make brachas on each one. No, I mean together. Otherwise, how could you? I assume. I mean,
I never thought about what he did with the brachas. Did he do three separate brachas? Did one bracha with each? Pashas, he would not do one bracha because
he's doing three mitzvahs.
Right. We don't.
Mar is the rice at that time.
We don't put different elements in the same bracha.
Which is made to be a
sukkah. And Mevorachim, see, that's how you make three different brachas, yeah?
It's the same right before he starts eating.
Right. It's just, I never thought about that.
I didn't either till now.
Okay, that's an interesting question. Thank you.
What is Kriha?
Kriha curry, wrapping together the sandwich.
The Sfardim, at least certain Sfardim, their matzah looks like pita bread.
Right.
So it's easier to make a sandwich than what we have. I mean, you start putting korban pesach in there and mara, it's a mess.
I imagine that's true.
In my apartment down the block, they have a bakery that they make it one like erev pesach for the Sfardim, and they make it look like the chamsa, you know, with the fingers, you know.
Get these great olders ready.
Oh, okay.
Get the great olders ready.
And it's long lines.
Okay, so the Mishabura Aleph, so cut now, a lot of Mishabura we got. You wash your hands. Let's learn. I will gather not to leave your rock, because even though you already washed your hands before for the vegetables, because it causes the Simon to find Gimel's above. Come on, come came and Domer bin Taim. I got a Mahalo. Hashin and Shema, he see a Taita, Benogam, welcome, Matunav, Shayadai, Moskan Yusin. So the more says is a Chashash or Hesach Adas. So now the Bir Loch over here brings. So since it's a question of Hesach Adas, I mean, I didn't go to the bathroom. I sat there the whole time talking and learning, and I was careful with my hands. Right. So what do you do over there? She brings on Shibolei Lech, and her person was confident that he's Sharmi Yodov. So the Loch is, he does not need to wash again, and for sure he should not make a bracha. So he says that he feels that So here you have a problem. It comes like this. The first Netila was a valid Netila, but you didn't make a bracha. You did not make a bracha. You weren't Mesir Das, so now the second Netila is not necessary. And even if you do it, you don't make a bracha. You end up with no bracha on your Netila. So that's not preferred either. You end up with no bracha on your Netila. So he suggests in this situation that a person, the Bir Lach at the end, the first Bir Lach over here, the last line, V'hanochon, the proper thing, the case where he's confident that he did not make it touch anything which is would be matunav and would require washing his hands for bread. So I suggest you should actively make your hands not roy for using for the meal, thereby allowing you to wash as a vadai and make a bracha while this is a day. That's it. So come out, you know. You're a bedavka making yourself come to a barachiv. So what's the valid for this purpose? So I'll tell you a maisa. So many people I've seen, you know, scratching your head is good. Touching a part of your body is normally covered is good. What about touching shoes? So a lot of people, they say, somebody says, when the guy bent down in the bottom of the shoes, touched the shoes with his hand, you know, good, wash his hands, bend again. Not convinced. Tell you why. I once suggested that there's two dinim. There's the tefillah which we do for holy, holy things, for zara stuff. It's not, there's no dinim of bracha on the first time. The other dinim is because of tinuf. Not, you know, dirt, but, you know, what's considered, what Chazal understood to be that the hands become mezuah, which is like unrespectable for brachas. You have some mud on your hand, that's not the problem. You have this, you know, touch your sweaty part of your body, it's not proper to make a bracha at that point. What's with the shoes? So the alpizar, you know, when a person touches their shoes, the shoes represent the place where the neshama touches the ground. The body is considered like the heel of the neshama. The Shema really is partially up in Shemayim. What allows it to walk, as it were, down here in this world is the body. The body is the heel. The body is the heel of the Neshama. So anytime you get involved in something which has to do with the idea of a heel, that's the welcome of contact with the earth. That's a holy, holy thing that you have to wash your hands. That's not going to make a brothel. So what do you make a brothel? Because it's mezuyim. Why are shoes mezuyim? Who said shoes are mezuyim? So I suggested once that you lived in a world where animals are walking around the streets, right? So the nature of your shoes were constantly walking in, you know, in unpleasant items. So the shoe got a status of something which is a mezuah. So you touch the shoe, we require halachic netila. You can't make a bracha, etc. until you wash your hand. Rizman is that you walk in a nice, clean street.
Not anymore.
Okay. Right.
That was before the geese had the babies.
Right. So you don't make a bracha anymore on it.
They're not disagreeing about
halacha. So one suggested this. I said, you know, it seemed to me that's true. A little bit avant-garde to say that, but it seemed to me that that's correct. So I was talking once to one rechaveirim. His name is he's a tender. Name is Yonos and Tendler. So Yonos and Tendler told me, I'll tell you what my son. He was very close with the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Segel. That's all. So he used to go to Elul. He used to go to Manchester. So one time he was walking with the Manchester Rosh Hashiva. She was already older. They're talking and learning. Rosh Hashiva's shoes came untied. So Yonos bent down to tie the Rosh Hashiva's shoes. Rosh Hashiva started continuing talking. Learning, so I have to wash my hair. I have to wear a wash. So no, you don't have to. I'll tell you what my sister says. He was a bacher. He was in Rada. He was walking with the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was old. The Chofetz Chaim, they're talking learning, of course. The Chofetz Chaim shoes got untied. So Reb Segel bent down to tie the Chofetz Chaim shoes. They started talking about their learning. So he said, I have to wash my hands. The Chofetz Chaim said, no, you don't have to.
Okay.
Says, because nowadays the Rechayev is clean. There's no din of being mezuyim. So there's no issue of talking and learning. You don't have to wash your hands before you talk and learning. Nowadays, it's not mezuyim anymore. There's no din of tefillah when you touch your shoes. So Ritenla told me this ma'isa. It's not printed anywhere in the Mishabura. It's not printed anywhere in the Mishabura. But that's it. He gave me Avis. He heard it from Rasegel. Heard it from the Chavetz Chaim. So I said, wow. It's mechavin to
him. You have to do a little bit more than touching your shoes, huh?
So when one touches their shoes, should they still wash them? That's the minute.
There's a zayir to wash it, but that wouldn't make a big bracha al tesadai.
No, I'm saying,
yeah, you know, but that's actually there's interesting. There's a sefer based borach on the chayodim. The lashon of the zayir is when a person he wants to mechadish both ways. Those are when you take off your shoes. So remember, the take off the shoe. If the body is the shoe for the neshama, so the act of taking off the shoe is like the symbolic act of separating them apart. So it represents elements of misa. So that's why it needs a tila. So he says the issue isn't touching the shoes. The issue is taking them off. So A, it means if you touch your shoes without taking them off, you don't have to wash. And B, if you take your shoes off without touching them, you do have to wash. So that's how the Zohar says it. It says a person who's scarlet's novel takes off his shoes, has to wash his hands. So you have to be, you know, the nusach of the halacha is a fascinating point. I think it makes a lot of sense what he's saying. People are careful, like, don't wash my hands so I don't touch my shoes, you know. I kick it off with my feet, you know. It's not going to help, according to him. So, okay, so that's the beer loch over here. Bays.
Point to what you're saying, though. Let's say somebody goes to the bathroom, and then after he finishes going to the bathroom, he plans to eat.
Right.
So he just washes his hands as shiyata. So you're saying he doesn't really have to wash on the tzedayin.
So correct. If a person would wash a full halach natila with a kais, right, so then after the bathroom, see, he can't make a bracha while his tzedayin. His hands are clean. He washes his hands without using a kais. So halach you weren't yotze the tila. Right? So one suggestion is that even people which are normally, many people are mocked, even after the bathroom to use a kais.
Yeah.
A situation where they're going from the bathroom to the meal, it's suggested that one suggestion that a look is don't use a kais. What you normally do, don't use a kais. Wash your hands, you know, without a kais. Dry them, say Asher Yotzar, and then wash your hands with a kois and say Atatil Sedai. There's even if you normally wash with a kois over here, you shouldn't, because otherwise you have a problem. The other option is the grah sheet is that you only wash one time. You say both Atatil Sedai and Asher Yotzar.
Oh, then you can't.
There's not a third not to scratch your head in between.
The third option is to do it. See, I have to tell you like this. The eights over here. It's a difficult halacha because here the more I know I was a Messiah das. So okay, good. So but why am I doing this over here? You know, or it's not like chatkila to create a situation where I make a bracha and it's richa. So I don't need to wash. I don't need to wash. I need to make a bracha. I'm ready to go. The other hand is it's not a good idea to be mafkir yourself. I'm a bracha. So we have a tension. So if I can make a solution where there's bakla no element of bracha and it's richa, that's better. But to wash your hands with a kais, really I could have been yotze with that, and then not be yotze with that, and then dafka wash that with a bracha. It's not. Some people are not comfortable with that. We have some biyoga. So he holds two in his hands. Now that means kol shlosh and all three.
Why did he choose
the top of Adam because of lechem mishnah. A prusa al shem lechem oni. The middle one because of lechem oni. That's a broken piece. Okay. So hold all three and say hamoitzi. Because you're saying hamoitzi on the top one and the bottom. You're also saying hamoitzi on the middle one. But now, you let the bottom matzah drop. So now, really, the next bracha kills matzah is on the middle matzah, according to this thought process. So why, when I make the bracha kills matzah, every mitzah I hold the bracha mitzah in my hand. I hold the shofar when I say the bracha kia, when he says the bracha lishma kol shofar. he's holding the halacha, he has to hold the shofar. We're not megal until after the bracha, so he puts his hand under the cover, holds the shofar, says the bracha. We hold the lulav. Right, we hold the lulav to make the bracha. So here I should hold the broken matzah to make the bracha. Why am I holding the why? So the bottom one, I don't need that. Don't kill us matzah on the bottom. Bottom matzah. There's no kill us matzah on the top matzah. So drop both matzahs, hold the little matzah, say the bracha. He says no.
But you're going to eat the top matzah.
Okay. So we drop the middle matzah, the third matzah. You work alaprusa in tisa holyoyna alachilas matzah. You make a bracha on the middle one and still holding the top one alachilas matzah. You work shem brachas kadam terem shishmarim. Make both brachas before you break off the piece. And then you break off the piece. So why do we hold on to both? So one is like Baruch is saying. What would be the argument maybe not to do this? In general, there's a lacha when I'm making a bracha, I'm not supposed to hold anything in my hand. It's a hesef adas. I'm focusing on making the bracha. I'm busy holding my something which my wallet. I'm thinking about the bracha. I'm thinking about my wallet, right? So put your wallet down and make the bracha. Right? So you're not supposed to hold something else. You're not supposed to hold a baby while you're making a bracha. Unless you have no choice. You have kila. You're not focusing on the bracha, you're focusing on not dropping your baby. So over here I could argue, listen, the Ikram bracha is the middle one, it's the top one. So the bracha is like this, that something which if I don't mind that it drops and it breaks, so it's not the same level of chumrah. And over here I want to immediately use both, and we'll see, actually later on we'll see a third argument which possibly is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So that's the main argument by him. Is there's a shita which holds that we flip the halacha around, and halachas matzah is going on the top matzah, the sholeh, and bracha b'hamoitz is going in the middle matzah. Now, what's that about? We'll see. We get the mishnah later on. You take from both together.
Since we don't
Okay. Well, the chavchilas tzarich la'achol mishneim bebasach. They have to eat both together. So, like we're going to mention in a moment. Well, okay, nochem shiyah b'tzia gam kem bebasachas lo bezachas. They should break from both at the same time. Also, occasionally he hefsek ben b'tzia rishon lachila. So there shouldn't be any interruption between the breaking and the eating. Mechaber says you dip it in salt. Ramos says you don't. Ben Amiel the top. Zechun Ramos Dalit. It's a learner. After Bechol, you must have passed it from the Hilma Melach. How be Shehi Nakiya? Ben Etzir Chotibu Miradin. Kilo Bavorli Elbus and Mekuf Samal Zayin Sevei. The rest of the Pesach also, like Baruch was asking, same matzah, right? So and we're dipping over there. Even though halachically that was not necessary. Komok Belelus and Shonus shall pass. Even though in general it's a Vermachmer, whatever the reasons are to dip it, because it represents the Brismel, etc. But the night of the Seder Badafka Nab, because Lechem Oini would make it. The goal is normally, we have a tension over here, shall as it were. Right? Our goal is to make do a mitzvah in a way which is mahudr, which means it's more cherished when you enjoy eating the food. So that's a heater for the bracha. But it's also lechem oini, which means it's not such a so enjoyable. It's done in a way which is, the oni is focusing more on function than on aesthetics. So that's our tension. Hey, well, I love you, Shadrach. So both of the two nights of the same. You gotta play. Eat it together as one. That's safe. Fish and bear can stay in brokers. Vote. Come on, so you all shame all of us. So here the Tsarah left on his name. You have to eat them both together. Which you point out, if you forgot a seva, you should eat again. So you eat both together, because I have each one together. If you only eat the kazayas from the upper one, right? Who can mafsik ben birchas alas chilas matzah laachilas aprusa shalom koi habracha? If you eat from the top one first, you're interrupting between alachilas matzah, the bracha, and the eating. V'miyachal aprusa mikadim. Eat the middle one first. V'ha'kach hashleim. Gam ken who can mafsik? It's also like a hefsik. Now, why is it a hefsek? I mean, it's bread, right? So he said, it's an ear bread. Like, you know, what are you? What's the problem? He says, no, where's the hefsek? Lahani poison, the summer of the birchas, alachilas matzah, koy alashlem. According to some shitas, they hold that alachilas matzah, that's the one going on the... So here's an interesting thought process. Here's the thought process according to that. The hamoitzi goes on the prusa. Why? Because that's like the gross said. That Leil Seder is different than the rest of the year, and the bread that you eat should be different than the rest. So where do you see the indication of being different? In the bread that you eat out hamoitzi, it should be a prusa, not a shleim. That's where you see the difference. So the prusa is the one that you said the hamoitzi on. Then achilas matzah, according to them, is said on the shleim. Like any time you do a mitzvah, you do it on the closest one, which is the veil, which is the top one, and it's covered in the bracha, it should be said on the shoulder. So their mamash like the other way around. So therefore, I'm not sure which one is the right one. So I don't want to push off eating one or the other. Therefore, eat both together. If you can't do that,
why can't you? That's a problem.
What?
So you can't. Why would that?
Physically, if a person finds it difficult to put two kazesim, eat two kazesim down at one time.
But you have
a picture of this week. That's the chavkila. You eat it.
But you can eat the whole two kazesim in one swallow. I mean, how are you going to do that? Nobody can.
Well, depends how big your kazayas
is. Depends how big your mouth is. Maybe. I mean, how could you swallow that much in one time? I thought you have kedel hilas pras to get finished.
That's the bidya. So, you can eat for both together. Shouldn't be any type of hefsek. Technical at the test. In a prusa, but body and sarka dice.
The
mevorkan
al
chilas matzah.
The kazayas is like a half a matzah in each one. So how are you going to ever put that in one shot unless you break it into very small pieces?
No, so it means so the two matzahs, you break up a piece, you eat it. You break up a piece, you eat it. Break up a piece, you have
constantly eating. You're just continuously eating.
I mean, you try to. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah is about. Let's see.
Is there a video on this?
let's finish Mishnah Berurah. Get a copy of some Mishnah Berurah. Says we call that. I mean, a prusa bavali tzarek kazayis. You know, kazayis from the one of achilas matzah. The mevorach al achilas matzah. Rein achilas pakus and kazayis. She had kazayis for the achilas matzah that we understand. It's a mitzvah and needs a kazayis. A prusa is a moitzi. A kaimel on the moitzi mevorach al achilas matzah. Pakus and kazayis. Can I be some reshut? So what do you took? I need two kazayis. One for a moitzi, one for achilas matzah. I need a kazayis for achilas matzah. I need a mashu for a moitzi. So it's the pshat. Elam yishum the yesh person the son of the birchas a moitzi koi ala prusa. Birchas ala achilas matzah koi ala shlema. They learn it the other way around. Therefore, we call achas kazayis. So I don't know which ones. I need a kazayis for both. Now. The schema according to the circle rock happens at the few as shnei as eitzim the basachas the rask. You need to put both kazayim in your mouth at the same time. shoe them. They don't have to swallow them one time. You swallow one kazayis at a time. So that's a bidyavid. Chachilas is swallow. Put both kazayis in your mouth at one time. Chew it up. Swallow one kazayis. Swallow the second kazayis. That's the Mishabura's picture. It's not the Mishabura's. It's more rum, etc. But how's supposed to happen? Now you're right. Their kazayim had to be a little bit smaller than ours to be able to actually picture this being a reality. You'd also picture if you picture. Matzah being soft.
But I don't think the Mishabura had.
Mishabura didn't have the same, but the dinner of the Shabbat, etc.
Yeah, if it's soft, it's much more doable.
I mean, a person eats a kazayis of soft challah. Not so hard to swallow masala.
No.
Right. So if you can't do that, you do one at a time. You do the hamotzi first. Shal motzi tchil. He hashtem ayad the upper word. Shemikar then Allah kibrachas hamotzi. That's the ikar psaka. That's the motzi. That's the matzah when you said hamotzi. Obviously can't have sick, but he have it. Masher echlo ben brachas achilas matzah achilas aprusis. But he have it not a half sick. Since you didn't talk, and Kimashi bought the circle as a kazai, you need that for the kazai. The Heinel, the Terapur of the Moitzi, Shalabur, Gamma, Kazai Shalpus. Because the person in the circle left will Gamma Kazai, the Rishon Shalamoitzi, Baseba. Both have to be eaten by Seba. So, yeah. Okay. It's all here. Now, tomorrow night, I'm going to set